I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向各位问安。
I'm very happy to be back in New Life.
很高兴能够回到新生命堂。
I have served here for many years.
我在这里侍奉了多年。
And many times I have opportunity to meet the Chinese congregation.
在这里侍奉的时候呢，有许多的机会与中文部的弟兄姐妹们接触。
But after so many years being away, I'm not sure whether I can see some old faces again.
过了这样多年呢，我不知道还能够认得一些会友。
But I remember two of the Chinese members who are now with the Lord.
我记得两位中文部的会友，他们现在已经安息主怀。
They have been very close to my heart.
这两位会友呢，这与陈牧师呢有一个很厚的这个感情。
The first is a gentleman, a Teochew, by the name of Xia Xia Kiang.
第一位会友哈，姓谢。的这位弟兄
，He used to call me to go to his house.
他常邀请我去他的家
，and we'd have tea together.
一起的用茶。
He's got a special pot.
他有一个泡茶的器具
，and a special stove.
还有这个泡茶用的这个拿来烧那煮那个水的。
And he will make tea, and we have a drink together.
他泡了茶，我们一起的品尝。
And he will teach me how to be a good and clever pastor.
这位弟兄呢，常告诉陈牧师怎样做一个好的有明智的一位牧师。
And I thank him for that.
因此呢，我要感激他。
I'm sure he is with the Lord now.
我相信他今天已经与主同在。
Besides Mr. Xia, I have another lady who is very close to my heart.
还有另一位会友。
I do not know whether you know her or not. Her name is Sim Bun Ti.
她就是我们的文字姐。
We are very close because she's a Hinghua like me.
这文字姐呢，的祖籍是新化。
And we used to talk together about the Lord's work.
我们常一起讨论这个主的圣工。
And she wanted me to witness to her husband.
也要求我向她的这个前夫来做见证。
At that time, he was not in the Lord.
那时候呢，她的先生还没有信主。
And later on, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
过后，这个他的先生也信了主。
So I remember these two in my mind.
我记得这两位会友。
And they have been very precious to me as I recall the years that I spent in New Life.
我很珍惜这两位会友。
This morning, I want to speak to you about serving God in sincerity and in truth.
今下午呢，今早上要与大家讲的题目就是诚心实意的侍奉耶和华。
The verse is taken from Joshua 24 and verse 15.
经文起于耶稣亚书第二十四章第十五节。
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
第十五节说，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今天可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢， 是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
耶稣也说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Service for the Lord begins with yourself.
若要侍奉主呢，就要由我们来开始。
Joshua says, as for me,
他说，至于我，
My relationship with God,
我与主的关系，
My reason to believe and to serve God,
我侍奉他的原因，
Faith is very personal.
我们的信心是很实质的。
You cannot have faith for somebody else.
你不能够为他人有信心。
You must have faith for yourself.
你要为自己有信心。
Faith is a personal choice.
也是一个自己所做的选择。
You must make that decision yourself.
你要做个决定。
You decide whether to believe God or to reject God.
你要决定相信神还是拒绝他。
That's why Joshua says, as for me.
因此耶稣也说，至于我。
And so we must remember that faith in Jesus Christ is something personal.
所以我们看到，我们个人要来相信主耶稣基督。
You cannot believe for your parents.
你不能够为父母来相信。
You cannot believe for your children.
也不能够为你儿女们来相信。
You believe for yourself.
你为自己而信。
However, you can share the faith, your faith, with your parents and with your children.
但是你可以以你的孩子们、你的父母们来分享你所信的。
My relationship with God is that I have found favor with God.
我与神的关系就是我能够讨神的喜悦。
I am on the Lord's side.
我站在主的那一边。
And God is on my side.
同样，神也站在我这一边。
And everything that I do, that I say, that I believe, must be founded upon my faith in God.
我所信、我所说、我所做的，都要有圣经的根据。
In everything that I do, I please God.
我选择讨神的喜悦。
I must always remember that before I do something, before I say something,Will I please God?
我要牢记，在我做的每件事情之前，我要很清楚的知道我是否在荣耀神。
As for me means that my reason to believe in God is personal.
至于这里呢，是讲到我信主的原因呢，是各自的。
My Bible declares that God is love.
圣经告诉我们，神是爱。
He sent His only begotten Son to save me.
他差遣他的独生子来救我。
I have experienced His love in my daily life.
在我每天的生活里，我体验到神的爱。
I know He cares for me.
我也知道他照顾我。
I also know that God provides for all my needs.
我也知道他供应我一切的需要。
Many of you are still young.
好多你们好多位都很年轻。
And you have vitality and strength.
你们有活力。
You also want to serve God.
你要侍奉神。
May I suggest you do not delay but serve God now.
不要单言，现在就开始来侍奉他。
Others are now involved in.Work and busy with family.
有一些在工作上忙碌，在家里也很忙。
And many of these chores of daily life will cause you to forget God.
我们每日的事物，很多时候使我们忘记神。
But you must remember that God loves you.
但你需要知道，记得神爱你。
He sent His only begotten Son to die for you.
他差他的独生子为你死。
My Bible declares that He still loves us, although we forget Him.
圣经明文地告诉我们，神爱我们，虽很多时候我们忘记了他。
I experience His love every day.
我每一天都感触到神的爱。
I know God cares for me.
我知道神在照顾着我。
And God provides for all my needs.
也供应了我所有的需要。
That's why Joshua says, "As for me."
因此呢，约书亚说，至于我。
By the time he says these words in Joshua 24, he was already an old man.
约书亚说这番话的时候呢，他已经年纪老迈。
Joshua was Moses' right-hand man.
约书亚是摩西的这帮手。
And whatever Moses taught, Joshua learned.
摩西所教导的，约书亚都学习了。
And so when Moses was taken up to be with the Lord, Joshua took over.
摩西被神召回天家呢，那带领以色列人的工作，这个棒子就交给了约书亚。
You remember together with Caleb, they said to Moses to send them on a mission journey to spy the land.
还记得摩西差加勒和约书亚去窥探他们所要得的地。
There were 12 spies.
有十二位探子。
But 10 of them came back with a bad report.
十位带着恶的报告回来。
Only Caleb and Joshua said, "We can be victorious because God is on our side."
只有加勒和约书亚说，因为有神在我们这边，我们必定能够取那地。
You remember Caleb?
你记得加勒吗？
He stood on Mount Horeb.
他在山上站着。
And he said to Joshua, "Give me this mountain."
他在何烈山说，给我这一座山。
As yet, the mountain was not conquered yet.
那时候他们还没有占下那个地方。
But Caleb had faith that God will give him that mountain.
因加勒有信心，神必定会把那地方赐给他们。
And so Joshua was the other leader.
约书亚是那另一个领袖。
And he brought the children of Israel into the promised land.
他带领以色列人进入应许之地。
And so now Joshua was an old man.
在这时候，约书亚年纪老迈。
And as he spoke to the children of Israel,
当他向以色列人说话的
"Choose you this day whom you will serve."
说今天就可以选择所要侍奉的。
But for me,
但至于我，
it's a personal decision,
是他各自的一个决定，
that I will serve the Lord.
我必定侍奉耶和华。
I will serve the Lord in my daily devotion.
我会在每天的灵修里头侍奉他。
I will serve the Lord in my prayers.
我在祷告中来侍奉他。
I will serve the Lord in the reading of God's word.
我在读经里来侍奉他。
I will serve the Lord in my going out and my coming in every day.
在我的出一路，在我每一天的生活，我要侍奉他。
Service begins with yourself.
所以侍奉是由我们来开始。
And we all must make choices like that.
我们也要这样的做一个选择。
And you will realize that God demands personal commitment.
圣经要求我们有个人的委身。
And we must give God that personal commitment.
我们要给神我们的个人的委身。
Every day I keep quiet time.
所以每一天我都有灵修的时间。
I read the Bible.
我读经。
I say my prayers.
我以神的祈祷。
I will not forget. This is my daily routine.
这是我每天所要做的。
However busy I am, I must keep quiet time with God.
无论生活有多么的忙碌，我必定要做我的灵修。
So as for me, when I serve God, it is personal.
至于我，这里呢，告诉了我们，我们每个人要来侍奉他。
But Joshua also says, and my house.
那经文继续说，和我家。
The Christian has a family.
基督徒有家庭。
And in his home, the Christian decides to stand for God.
在家庭里，我们要选择来为主站立。
The Christian home is a very important place.
这个基督徒的这个家庭啊，是个很重要的地方。
Where you spend most of your time.
因为就在家里呢，我们用了很多的时间。
I hope that is true with you.
我希望这是在你的生活上是一个真实的事。
In busy Singapore, people spend more time outside the home than in the home.
在我们的国家里呢，我们看到很多人把他们的时间用在外面。
You spend more time with friends than with your family.
你用时间与朋友交流多过与你的家。
But Joshua's message to us is that your home is a place for refuge and for comfort.
那耶稣呀，很清楚地告诉我们，这个我们的家是我们的避难所，是我们得这个安慰的地方。
My desire is to be found at home more often than outside the home.
所以呢，我选择在家里多过在外面。
Because I have a Christian home.
因为我有一个基督化的家。
Perhaps this is a message also for young people who are going to get married.
这一篇信息呢，这样的一句话，乃是也是像年轻人在这预备将来婚姻大事上的年轻人所说的。
Would you want to establish a Christian home?
你要设立一个基督化的家吗？
God commands us that we should marry Christians.
圣经这指示我们要选择一位信主的伴侣。
However, if you have been married to a non-believer, then it is time for you to be an evangelist.
若你的配偶你已经结了婚，你的配偶还没有信主，那这是你传福音的机会。
Bring your spouse to church，
把你未信的那伴侣带到我们带到教会来。
Share your gospel with your unbelieving spouses，
与他分享这个福音。
How about children？
提到这个孩子们
，We must bring up our children in the faith。
我们要在信仰里头来培养我们的孩子。
We must bring our children to come to church，
把他们带到教会来。
To come to Sunday school，
参加主日学。
To spend time with Christians，
与基督徒在一起。
Our family will be yours, will be ours, if we bring up our children to love Jesus Christ。
我们若我们带我们的孩子来信主，那他们就属于这个教会的大家庭。
Maybe some of you have already got Christian homes.
可能你已经设立了基督化的家。
Do you practice family worship?
你是否有家庭的礼拜呢？
Fathers, do you gather your children to have prayer together?
做父亲的，你是否 有召集这个家人一起的来祷告。
Maybe once a week you can have a family worship together.
一周一次有家庭的礼拜。
And every meal you say grace.
在用餐的时候呢，一起的祝谢。
And you bring up a home that loves the Lord.
你把这家庭带起能够爱主。
Better still, the whole family coming to church together.
更好的就是一家人一起的来教会。
And serving God together.
一起的侍奉神。
And so the family is my house.
这家庭是我的家。
And Joshua says, for me and my house.
所以耶稣也说，至于我和我家。
You have control over your house.
你有着来带领你的家庭。
I speak to Christian parents.
我这里是向信主的父母而说。
That you must love your family, your spouses, and your children.
你要爱你的伴侣，你的儿女们。
And if you can, spend time once a week with your family in devotion to God.
可以的话，每周一次，一家人在一起呢，来敬拜主。
Is it possible to have a family devotion together once a week?
一周一次，一家人有家庭礼拜，可以吗？
I think it can be done.
这是做得到的。
The man of the house, if you are a Christian, you take the responsibility.
你一家之主就是弟兄了你要负起这责任。
If you are the mother, you can also get your children to pray together.
你做母亲的也能够把孩子带在一起来祷告。
If your children and your parents are non-believers, maybe you should evangelize them.
你是做儿女的，那父母亲还未信主，你可以把握这机会把福音传给他们。
And when they become Christians, you can have a family devotion together.
当他们来信主之后，你们就可以一起的。有家庭的礼拜。
And so Joshua says, as for me and my house,
因此约书亚说，至于我和我家，
I am responsible for myself.
我要对自己有责任。
I am also responsible for my family.
我对家庭也要有责任。
My children especially.
尤其是我们的孩子们。
And so as for me and my house, Joshua says,
至于我和我家，耶稣也说，
We will serve the Lord.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Brethren, Christian service is not optional.
弟兄姐妹们，侍奉主不是一个选择性的东西。
We do not say, I go to church when I'm not busy.
我们不能够说，我不忙的时候才去教会。
I will keep Sunday as a day of worship.
我必定会将这个主日分别出来，要去敬拜神。
I will always go to church on Sunday.
我在主日礼拜天一定要到教会。
I know there are many activities arranged by the community center and so on a Sunday.
我知道在外面呢安排了许多的节目。
I know there are attractions on a Sunday.
还有其他吸引我们的。
Let me suggest to you that your priority must be right.
我要告诉你们，我们的这个选择优先的选择必须是正确的。
I will worship God on the Lord's Day.
在主日，我必定要敬拜神。
We will serve the Lord also means that we will share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这侍奉神呢，也带有这个分享这个主耶稣基督的福音。
We can bring somebody to church.
我们可以带一个人来教会。
If not, we can share the gospel with that person.
我们也可以把福音传给那个人。
And pray with that person.
与那个人一起的祷告。
And you will be surprised how God will work in the lives, in your life, when you witness for Jesus Christ.
当你为主做见证的时候，你就会察觉到神在你身上奇妙的做工。
And so Christian service means sharing the gospel with those outside the Lord.
侍奉神呢，也带有这个传福音给那还未信主的人。
There will be family members who are outside Christ.
有家人还没有信主。
There are close friends that you move around with who are not believers.
你要好的朋友还没有信主。
Will you serve the Lord by sharing the gospel with that person?
你会把福音传给那个人吗？
And you'll be surprised that God will save that person because of your prayers and your witness.
那你会很惊讶神在那个人的身上的工作，透过你的祷告还有你传讲的福音。
We will serve the Lord also means that we care for each other.
而侍奉耶和华呢，也带有这个彼此这看顾的意思。
We are a community of believers.
我们是一群信徒。
There are some who are poor in our midst.
有的比较贫困。
Some are sick amongst us.
有的患病。
And so all these people will need help.
他们需要我们的帮助。
We will serve the Lord includes taking care of the poor and the sick.
所以侍奉耶和华呢，也带有这看顾那些有需要的贫困的患病者。
And so Joshua in his last words to the people.
所以我们看到耶稣亚向这他百姓所说的最后的几句话。
He gave them a challenge.
他给他们一个挑战。
He asked them to choose.
你们要选择。
Who will you serve?
你侍奉谁呢？
But he made a commitment for himself.
他为自己做了一个决定
，and commitment for his family，
也为着他家人做了一个选择。
As for me and my house，
至于我和我家
，we will serve the Lord，
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
You'll be surprised how God will bless you，
你会看到神要赐福于你。
You will be surprised how God will promote you，
你也很奇妙的看到神将的赐福于你。
You will be surprised that your prayers will be answered as God listens to you.
你会看到神很奇妙的他应允你的祷告。
When you say like Joshua, as for me, I will serve the Lord.
当你能够像耶稣亚这样的说，至于我和我家，我必定侍奉耶和华。
And so, brethren, may the Lord bless you as you think of Joshua's commitment.
弟兄姐妹，愿神，当我们在思考这耶稣亚他个人所做的决定的时候，
I know
我愿神赐福于你。
When Joshua said these words, he was already very old.
他说这句话的时候，他已经年纪老迈。
And retired.
他已经所谓的退休了。
But he speaks to all of us who are still active and young.
他是今天向着我们每一个还能够侍奉他的人。
He commits himself.
他把自己
and his house
和他的家
we will serve the Lord.
说我们必定侍奉神。
So I speak to parents.
我向做父母的说话。
I speak to young people.
也同样向年轻人说话。
You must make this choice.
你必定要做个选择。
As for me, I will serve the Lord.
就是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And so may God bless you as you listen to the word of God.
愿神赐福于你，听神的话语。
Amen.
感谢神。我们现在我们要谢谢陈建平牧师为我们证道。我们现在有公道的时候。